From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard reporting. Tuesday has been proclaimed as a national day of mourning in Iran following Sunday's major earthquake there. Thousands of homeless spent a second night in the open air following the 7.3 magnitude tremor and its aftershocks that left more than 400 people dead and thousands more injured. The hardest hit Iranian province was Kermanshah, bordering Iraq. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani has vowed to rebuild the region quickly. Meanwhile, in Iraq, Rahman Hani here, director of the Darbandakan Dam, said despite its strong construction, the dam was damaged at the top, and there are vertical and horizontal cracks there now. He said part of the dam also sunk. The quake was centered near the town of Halabja in Iraq's northern Kurdistan region and was felt as far away as Turkey and Israel. It even made skyscrapers in Dubai sway. The quake heavily damaged villages and caused landslides that continue to hinder rescue efforts. In Tehran, a blood transfusion official here is appealing for donations, especially negative blood types, including O negative. The Iranian Red Crescent estimates 70,000 people are in need of emergency shelter and supplies. The region sits astride major fault lines and is prone to tremors. A 2003 quake southeast of Tehran left tens of thousands dead. This is VOA News.